I'm reading from The Bridge, which is the magazine for Clifton Hampden, Burcott, and Long and Little Whitnam. And I'm going to read an extract from the editorial written by Claire Owen, and she's been reading about how the young women of Ukraine are holding the country together. I give one example of a Ukrainian woman of 32. She is an academic publisher, but she also has a few other projects. After Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022, she raised more than £30,000, as much as she had paid for her own flat, to buy bulletproof vests, converting the money into cryptocurrency to pay a Chinese factory. She volunteers for about 5 hours a week at a military unit, is converting her literature PhD into a book, writing a post-apocalyptic novel, and using her fluent English to campaign for Ukraine, the kind of portfolio of paid and unpaid work that is not unusual among her purpose-driven generation. You have zero professional justification to do a bunch of these things, but you just do it because it's necessary, she says. She was born in 1993, 2 years after Ukraine achieved independence. Her cohort was swept to adulthood by revolution. When she was 20, the 2013 maiden protests erupted in Kyiv, forcing the Russia-leaning president, Viktor Yanukovych, to flee the country. Her 20s were accompanied by the decade of war that began in 2014 and escalated in 2022 with Russia's full-scale invasion. Now, her husband, along with many of her male relatives, is serving in the army. Her childhood, amid the economic collapse of the 1990s, was the training ground of the work ethic that drives her, she says. Her parents' generation struggled in their 20s and 30s to put food on the table and to navigate a confusing post-Soviet world. I was always doing a lot of things because it was how to survive in the 1990s economy. I had a younger sister and I was teaching her to read and to walk. I am convinced that for a majority of women who are 30 plus, managing stress, taking risks and navigating multiple projects started in their childhood or teen years. We were very well prepared for crisis. And later on, in what is quite a long editorial, Claire Owen also has this quote, which I can't resist. Today, I read the obituary of a remarkable woman, Lady Newlove, Victims Commissioner, who, when campaigning, would say, "Women are like tea bags. You never know how strong it is until it's in hot water."